Welcome to this program by Erin Plus News, a United Nations news service on HIV/AIDS. Like many nations in Southern Africa, Zimbabwe has been deeply affected by high rates of HIV/AIDS. Residents, especially in rural areas, also cope with poverty, inflation, and food insecurity. It's a tough combination for orphans and vulnerable children. Obi Anyadike from Erin Plus News recently visited two orphans in Jimba, northern Zimbabwe.
In this rural area, a lone hut stands amid fields of maize and groundnuts. These well-tended crops are the envy of the neighbours, but it's all the work of two teenage brothers. Brighton and Collins lost their father in the late 1990s. Soon after, their mother left them in the care of an older brother. When he left too, the boys are on their own. They were only 8 and 6. The boys say they received little support from the surrounding communities.
To some extent, we were disappointed. But at the same time, we realized we were living under difficult economic conditions. So we had to resort to refunding for ourselves.
That's the case for many children in sub-Saharan Africa. An estimated 12 million children have lost one or both parents to AIDS. UNICEF expects that number to climb to 16 million in the next 3 years. Brighton and Collins are among the millions of orphans who are struggling to grow up in poverty. The boys give me a tour of their house.
Your bed is where? Where's your bed?
This is our bed, but it is broken. There is no...
So you all sleep on this small... this is a very small bed. Huh? No mattress, there's no mattress.
But you are just sleeping down.
You just put it here?
Okay, without this.
And your clothes are all in this small bag?
Yes.
Yeah? And this, you do your cooking in the middle of the of the hut?
Yes.
Okay, and this is... You got two cups. Yes. Two plates. And a few cups.
These are our pots.
And you've been living like this for how long?
8 years. Eight years.
You've been living here like this?
Yes.
On your own?
8 years.
The Zimbabwe Red Cross helped them with education and clothing. They've also provided them with fertilizer and seeds for their garden. But the society's Tracy Maguta says they live mostly in isolation.
As I can see, the community, there's no community participation on these children. They are only surviving by themselves.
Orphans in this region aren't always treated this way. Many are taken in by extended families and friends and raised with the same love and attention as other children. Yet this traditional safety net is being stretched thin under Zimbabwe's economic crisis. In poor and rural settings such as Zimba, most families struggle for the most basic of resources. Tensions and jealousy sometimes result from humanitarian assistance, even assistance aimed at orphans and vulnerable children, sometimes known as OVCs. The Red Cross Society's home-based caregiver, Andrew Zimbwasha.
Most of the people, they want their children to be in the programs, yet they don't deserve to be in the program. So it becomes an issue when these other people or these other offices are put in the program and are receiving things from Red Cross.
So their children are just as poor as well. Everybody is suffering pretty much the same. So is it just the fact that these children are OVCs, but the people who are negative are just as poor and just as struggling just as much?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, exactly what is happening.
Zimwasha suspects that jealousy over assistance is one of the reasons Brighton and Collins have lived in such isolation. As Brighton digs in his garden, he says assistance targeting he and his brother has kept them from desperation.
Ever since the Zimbabwe Red Cross Society came, that's when we started living a decent life. Even in terms of drought, we never suffered much because Red Cross was providing food for us. It's the way we survived.
Their flourishing farm shows what determination and hard work can achieve with just a little help. But along with their neighbors, they still remain extremely vulnerable as poverty deepens across Zimbabwe, once Africa's breadbasket. In Jimba, Zimbabwe, I am Obianya Dike for Iron Plus News.